For every once-in-a-lifetime experience, there's always someone who does it every day. Think of skydiving instructors, or Sherpas who'll take you up Everest for a price. And it's the same thing with smuggling. If you're an Afghan and you need to sneak out of the country to find a paycheck or some security, it is like climbing Everest. It's arduous and risky and expensive. But if you're a professional, like Ali Dad, it's routine. First, he meets the people he's smuggling at a prearranged spot.
They come in the guest house over there. Then we just take them to Taftan between Iran and Pakistan. It's the border town.
I met Ali Dad in Quetta, Pakistan, just 11 hours from the Iranian border. A lot of smugglers are based here, because while it's easy for Afghans to sneak into Pakistan, a few bucks to a border guard will do it, the border to Iran is tougher to cross. So people call Ali Dad.
People that are coming from Afghanistan, either they know us or they actually have a friend that are relatives of us, and they just come here, contact us, and that's how we do it.
Ali Dad looks kind of like the guy you meet in the park playing dominoes. He's 62 with white hair and a weather-beaten face. He doesn't think he's doing anything wrong. He says he's just providing a service. And he smiles when I ask if he's in the mafia.
It's not mafia. We are not smuggling drugs or kidnapping people. That's mafia. We're not.
I ask Ali Dad to smuggle me over, and he refuses. Too dangerous. But he does agree to recreate the experience. The trip begins here, at the outdoor bus station outside the city. In the middle of the asphalt, a ticket seller sits at his metal desk. Behind him are Pakistani buses in bright hippie colors. These are the buses to the Iranian border. My translator sticks a tape recorder in his shirt pocket. And then he and Ali Dad walk past the ticket seller and straight up to a bus driver. How much to the border, they ask. The driver says, do you have a passport? If you do, it's $6. If you don't, it's 30. The extra is for the driver to bribe the cops along the road.
It is a bribe's work, so we just bribe the police.
When they get to the border comes the hard part. Ali Dad will smuggle 20 to 60 people at a time on a two-week trek through the mountains to find an illegal crossing. He'll charge about $350 for the service, 300 of which go to bribes. Still, half the cost of a visa. In the mountains, you move by night and hide by day. There's little food, and if you get sick, Ali Dad has only plants to offer.
This grass is good for stomach pain, constipation, all that.
This is pretty tasty, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes like a bit minty.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you then, have you ever used any of these grasses to, you know, help somebody or save somebody's life even?
Plenty of times, Ali Dad says. Other times, though, there was nothing he could do. People weaken. They get hypothermia.
We used to hit these mountains with all the snow, and it was cold, fall off the mountain. People died, and you used to go in the creeks to hide from the police and all that stories. I mean, those are the really sad memories of my life.
Of all the people who earn money from the smuggling economy, the crooked cops, the safe houses along the way, Ali Dad, the actual smuggler, earns the least. And he takes the most risk. He spent 10 of the last 30 years in Iranian prisons.
They beat us up, and we have to pay the police to get us out of the prison as soon as possible and make us go over the border.
So why do you keep doing it? Is it worth it?
We don't have any business here. We don't have shops over here. We don't have vehicles. So we just do it for the money.
I ask Ali Dad why, if it's about the money, he never smuggled himself. Stay in Iran and find work there. He says his family is here, his kids are here. What made Ali Dad a good smuggler is that he's a homebody. His son works in a bakery, and when Ali Dad's not trekking through mountains, you'll find him here working the front counter. The oven is a pit in the floor. His son slaps the dough into the brick sides with his hand, and then he scrapes it off again with a giant spatula. I lean over to watch the process, and Ali Dad makes a joke about me falling in. He's happy here, selling bread to the customers. If he could, he'd be here full time.
This job is better for me because I can go home every night and there is no fear.
Alidad will never lack for business. In Quetta, I meet many young Afghans desperate to leave. 23-year-old Hamid has slicked back hair and wraparound shades.
Yeah, my name is Hamid. Hotel Alpha, Mike, India, Delta.
He says his name like this because he used to be an interpreter for the U.S. Marines.
I was working like 3.5 years with special forces. I got a lot of enemies in Afghanistan.
You got a lot of enemies in Afghanistan?
Yeah.
Like, because you worked with the Americans?
Yeah.
Hamid came here to Pakistan to find out about smuggling himself away. Smugglers charge more depending on how far you want to go. So Canada costs more than Europe, which costs more than Iran. But America is never an option. It's too hard to get into. Hamid has his heart set on Australia.
Clean city, clean people, and no bomb blast, no killing people. Oh my God, that's nice. I love that.
Hamid is going back to Afghanistan to translation work to try to raise the cash. When he does, Alidad the smuggler says he'll try to connect him with the right people.
Yeah, we can arrange that. I know somebody in Iran, somebody in Iran knows somebody in Turkey knows somebody in Europe. That's how it's done. You know, we're connected all.
For now, Alidad is in no hurry to get back to the mountains. The bakery is cozy and warm. He counts out the coins from the last batch of bread, rests his head on a bag of flour, and takes a nap.